This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. Why Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? There are 27 books that make up the New Testament. The first four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, narrate for us the life of Christ. But why four accounts? Now, they are not four different accounts, but one account with different perspective. Each author wrote with a distinct purpose. Matthew writes to the Jews and presents Jesus as the Messiah. Now that makes sense. The Jews had been waiting for the Messiah for hundreds of years. In Matthew 16 and verse 18 and 19, we find Jesus promising, and he said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Mark, he writes to a Roman audience. And if you're going to present Jesus to a Roman audience, it wouldn't be reasonable or logical to present Jesus necessarily as the Messiah. And so Mark presents Jesus as a servant, that is, right, to the mighty Roman Empire. That is, this Messiah, the Anointed One, is presented as a humble and lowly servant. In Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many." Luke writes to the Gentiles, primarily the Greeks, and presents the humanity of Jesus. While not exclusive to the book of Luke, the phrase "Son of Man" appears on more than 20 occasions throughout the book of Luke. And then finally, the book of John. John writes to a universal audience and presents Jesus as the Son of God. It was John the Immerser in John 1:34 who said, "I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." In John 20:30-31, we read, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name."